Okay, good morning everybody, and a guten kvittel, I think that's the correct reading. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf mem dalet. We are holding a daf mem gimel amud beis. We are at V'yamar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rabbi Yochanan Levi Rabbanan. I think that's what we're up to. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Jerry Schiff, in memory of his father, Dr. Seymour Schiff, Shalom Yechiel ben Rabbi Yaakov Halevi, on his fourth yard site, the Neshama Shavon Ali. And it is also once again sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program under the auspices of Harav Nevin Sal Shlita, geared toward working professionals to learn Halacha at a high level with a smicha option. Visit thehalacha.com for more information about the Newsman. So we're in the middle of discussing the sugya, and the first thing we're going to talk about today is that we had a machlokas tanayim whether a na'ara can be makabel her own get, or only her father could be makabel her get for her. And then we said that even if she can be makabel her own get, we have a further machlokas amarayim, and that's what we're really going to be focused on, whether she can be makabel her own kiddushin, or only her father could be makabel her kiddushin. So we started that discussion yesterday. We're going to continue with that, and we're going to discuss why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that kiddush nara can only be done by the father, but maimer can even be done by her. Why is it that her kiddushin has to be done dafka by her father? And that discussion is going to take us pretty much through the entire amud aleph of today's daf. And then at the very end of Amud Aleph, we're going to raise a new issue, that assuming like the opinion that a Nara can be mekabel her own get, can she also appoint a shaliach to be mekabel her own get? How do we view the daughter's role when the father still has rishus over her? Is she considered her own yad, or is she considered like a chatzer? Does she have the capacity to appoint a shliach? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the status of the kiddushin of a katana that does not have the father's consent. If the father was never maskim and the katana had received her own kiddushin, the katana was mekabel her kiddushin by herself, does that have any meaning to it? Does it have any bearing? Does it have any value to that kiddushin? The Gemara is going to have what looks like a stira, and it's going to have a machlokas about that, about how to paskin, and it's going to try the Amoraim, try to send out messages to Gedolei Amoraim to try to figure out how to resolve that issue. So let's begin. Again, we are maybe let's pick up from Amar Reish Lakish. That's a good place. So the Gemara brings Machlokas Amarayim by Kiddushe Nara, that she has a father. Is she able to be Makabel that Kiddushin? So we'll pick up from Amar Reish Lakish, about 10 lines from the end of the page. The last words on the line are Amar Reish Lakish. So says Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Ki Machlokas Legerishin, Kach Machlokas Lekiddushin. Just like we have Machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, if a Nara has a father, is she able to receive her own get? So we have a similar machlokas that the Chum hold that Bein Hi, Bein Avia could be makabel her kiddushin, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Avia v'lo hi, only your father could be makabel the kiddushin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the issues of gittin and kiddushin are separate. Machlokas legerishin, the machlokas tanayim about whether the girl can receive her own is about receiving her own get, aval kiddushin, divrei kol Avia v'lo hi. But by kiddushin, everyone would agree that that only the father could receive the kiddushin, and she may not receive the kiddushin. So, v'amar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, my time is Rabbi Yochanan libid rabbanon. Why does Rabbi Yochanan think kiddushin is different than gittin? That by kiddushin, everyone is going to agree. The rabbanon are also going to agree that even though the daughter can receive her own get, that she's not able to receive her own kiddushin. So it's a svara, because gerushin demachneses atzma l'rishos avia. So when it comes to gerushin, when she's mekabel a get, she's going back to her father's house, so she's going back into her father's rishos, so bein hi bein avia, both she and her father are able to be mekabel it, because even if she's being mekabel it, you could assume that the father is happy with it, because he's gaining, he's getting her back. But kiddushin demafkas atzma rishos avia, by kiddushin, when she receives kiddushin, she's being motzi herself from her father's rishos. Father may not approve of that, so avia v'lohi, so only he can do it, because when he does it, we know he approves of it. But if she does it, it could be that the father's not happy about that. So the Gemara asks on that explanation. Anytime you have something that's motzi her from her father's rishus, she's not going to be allowed to do on her own. For a maimer, what about kiddushin that's done between a yavam and a yavama? We know that on a daraisa level, when you have a yavam and a yavama, you got to do yibum. But midrabanan, there is a form of kiddushin that can be done that will designate her for that yavam, and that is maimer. So maimer de mafka asatzma, that takes her away mirushus avia from her father's rishus, and nevertheless utnan, and we still learned in the Mishnah that ketana mina irisin, that if you have a ketana whose father had given her over for kiddushin, and then she became an almana after irisin, before nisuin, and now she needs yibum. Ain osim ba maimer elimi das avia, that the only way to do maimer is with the father's das, because kol zman that she doesn't have nisuin with the first husband, she's still considered to be bereshus avia, and the father received the kiddushin, therefore the father has to be involved in the maimer. But va'anara, if she was a nara already that became an almana mina erusin, so the yavam could do kiddushin maimer bein midas atzma. Bein midas avia, could do it with her consent or with the father's consent. So you see from this brisa that even when the nara is being mafkia herself from rishus avia, like by kiddushe maimer is mafkia her from the father's rishus, still she can receive the kiddushin even though the father's not interested in it. So you see that you can't say the basis of Rabbi Yochanan to be mechalik between gerushin and kiddushin is which direction is she heading? Is she leaving her father's rishus or going into the father's rishus? Because by that logic, Maimer should be more similar to Kiddushin in that it's being mafkia her from the father's rishus, and therefore you should require the father. But we see we don't require the father when it comes to Maimer of Anaira. So Ella I Itmar No. So if you want to explain Rabbi Yochanan's Shita as to why he distinguishes between Gittin and Kiddushin, that by Gittin she may receive her own get, but by Kiddushin only the father can receive the Kiddushin, Hachi Itmar. This is the way to explain it. That Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanan. How do we explain Rabbi Yochanan's Shita within the Chacham that there's a chilik between Gerushin, that the Nara can receive it, versus Kiddushin, where only the father can do it? Kiddushin, Demidaita, Kiddushin, which can only be Chal when you have the Das of the Isha that is being Miskadeshes, and it can't be done Balkarcha, so Avia, Velohi, so the father receives the Kiddushin, not her, because the Torah gives the father the rights to Kiddushe Bito, so it all depends on his Raton, on his Das, and therefore he has to be the one that's involved. But Gerushin to Bal Karcha, but Gerushin, which anyway is going to be Chal even against the will of the Miskaresh, of the woman that's Miskareshes, so Bein Hi Bein Avia, since you don't need the Das anyway on the other side of the Gerushin, so she could do it also, because you don't need the Haskama of the woman at all to be Mekabel a Get, for the Get to work. It even works Bal Karcha. So what do we care if the father's Maskim to the Get or not? Let the daughter be Mekabel a Get. The father may not be Maskim, but it will work anyway. So the Gemara asks on this Hesber also, but wait, Hare Maimer de Midaita. Maimer is something that's also only Chal Midas, and nevertheless, Vikatani, the Brisa had said that we already quoted Bein Hi Bein Avia. I thought when something is Midas, you're going to need the father, but Maimer is something that's Midas, it's not Bal Karcha, you need the Das of the recipient of the Maimer, and nevertheless, we still say she's able to do it, so that Hesber doesn't work either. So answers Gemara, no, Maimer is not something that needs Das, Hasim Be Maimer de Bal Karcha. The maimer that we're talking about is a maimer that's done bal karcha virebihi, and we're assuming like the shita of Rebbe that there is such a thing. Tetanya ha'os a maimer bivimto shalomi daita Rebbe omer kana v'chamam lo kana, that if you do maimer against the girl's will, so Rebbe holds that it works, that maimer even works bal karcha. So in that sense, it's similar to a get. So it's good, since it's going to work bal karcha, you don't need the father whose approval we normally need, because you don't need anybody's approval. You don't need das to begin with. So that's true of get, and it's true of maimer according to Rebbe. Whereas when it comes to kiddushin, since you need das, only the father could be involved. So now the Gemara explains machlokas Rebbe and the Chum by maimer that's done bal karcha of the yavama. I mean, we just happen to have quoted that there is the machlokas Rebbe and the Chum whether maimer works bal karcha. So my time with the Rebbe, why does Rebbe think that Maimer works even bal karcha? Because gamar mibia diyavama, he derives it from the actual act of yibum itself, where the pasuk says yivama yavo aleho lekachal liisha. So we darshin ma bia diyavama, just like when the yavam is kona the yavama with bia bal karcha, it works even bal karcha. So again, you're not allowed to do it bal karcha, but it works if he does a bal karcha. So av hachanami bal karcha. So too by kiddushay maimer that the yavam does with his yavama, it also works if he gives it to a bal karcha. So we compare the two for rabbanan, and the rabbanan who say that kiddushay maimer will not work bal karcha. Sabri alfinan mikiddushin say no, we don't learn maimer from yibum, we learn maimer from kiddushin. Ma kiddushin demidaita, av hachanami demidaita. Just like kiddushin only works midaita, so maimer also is only going to work midaita. What is the machlokas Rabbi and the Chum that Rebbe prefers to learn from kiddushay maimer from bia, whereas the Chum prefer to learn it from kiddushin? I mean, you have this maimer somewhere in between. It's something that can only be done between the yavam and the yavama, and in that sense, it's like yibum, but it's also an act of kiddushin. It's giving kesef with a hareyat, whatever. So it is an act of kiddushin. So it's the machlokas is, which one are you going to compare it to? Are you going to compare it to the dinim of yibum, or are you going to compare it to the dinim of kiddushin? So why would you go in one direction or the other? So Rebbe Savar, mili divama mivama havi lemelef, that things that are yavama related, that relate to a woman who has a status of a yavama, should all be in the same boat. So we learn the dinim of maimer, which only relates to a yavama, from the dinim of yibum. V'rabbanan savar kiddushin v'kiddushin havi lemelef, that no, we learn dinim of an act of kiddushin from other acts of kiddushin. So maimer is a maisa kiddushin. So we compare it to a regular maisa kiddushin. And just like a regular maisa kiddushin, you require the dasi isha, maimer also requires the dasi isha. Hachi nami mistavra, says Gemara, the shita of Rabbi Yochanan and the way we're explaining it makes a lot of sense. Could the commentary to Rabbi Yochanan, the way Rabbi Yochanan says that by kiddushin, the father is the only one that's eligible to be mekabel the kiddushin, right? That was Rabbi Yochanan's shita that we're working with, that only the father can be mekabel the kiddushin of the na'ara, and not herself. Midiktani seifa, because the seifa of that price says mashein can be kiddushin, that kiddushin is unlike maimer, that the father is mekabel kiddushin, not the daughter, whereas maimer she can be mekabel as well. So you see that even the price that holds that by kiddushin the father is the only one that can be mekabel and not the girl, like Rabbi Yochanan. Why is that? Because it must be that there's a chiluk between maimer and kiddushin, that maimer happens bal karcha, kiddushin does not. Maimer can happen bal karcha because we seem like Rabbi Ella. So the Gemara asks, well, that's such a beautiful and clear explanation of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that there's room to be mechalik between a get, which can happen bal karcha, and therefore she can receive it also, versus kiddushin, which cannot happen bal karcha, and therefore she cannot receive it. So Rabbi Yochanan's Shita makes such perfect sense, and we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Well, if we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that means that brisa is a tiyufta on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish holds that kiddushin is the same as a get, and if she's allowed to receive her get, she's allowed to receive her kiddushin as well. So Amalach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish will answer, Hamani, you know who the Tana of that brisa is, Rabbi Yehudihi. Damar ein shtei yadayim zochas kachas. That assumes, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that only one person could be the one who receives the kiddushin, and therefore, if it's got to be one of them, it's going to be the father. It's not going to be her, because he's the one that has control over her. So Frak the Gemara, I Rabbi Yehuda, if the Tana of that brisa is really Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that by a nara, that whether it be by a get or whether it be by a kiddushin situation, only the father is a player, only the father could be the one to receive it. So then why does the Braisa say, Masha ein kein bekidushin, Masha ein kein begerishin mibaylei? Meaning the Braisa talks about Maimer, instead of saying Masha ein kein bekidushin, should have said Masha ein kein begerishin, because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees by gerishin as well, and he holds that even though it happens bal karcha, ein shtei yadayim zochos kachas, the Braisa should have told us that chilik between gerishin and Maimer, and to say that even though they're similar to each other, and because because they could both happen in Bal Karcha. Nevertheless, by Maimer, he v'aviha mekablim, whereas by Gerishin, it's not both of them that could be mekabel, only aviha can be mekabel. So it says, enochinami. The Brisa could have told us this chiluk between Gerishin and Maimer, but I didn't tell the Maimer the dami l'kedushin, tell the nami, Mashem can be kedushin. Since we're talking about Maimer, which is a kedushin-related thing, meaning, as we were pointed out before, Maimer resembles kedushin, so when we want to draw a contrast, we say Mashem can be kedushin, as opposed to saying Mashem can be gerushin. So now we explained how the Brisa works, how the Brisa has to be following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't shtei yadayim zochos ka'achas. So now the Gemara is going to go back to explain why Rabbi Yehuda is mechalik between Maimer on the one hand and Gerushin and Kiddushin on the other hand. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda's idea that ain't shtei yadayim zochos ka'achas, that's true by Get and it's true by Kiddushin. Apparently he does not hold that by Maimer. By Maimer, both he ve'avia could be mekabel the Maimer. Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna Maimer, why is it that by Maimer, that Maimer is different than Gerushin and Kiddushin, that Gerushin and Kiddushin only your father could receive, whereas Maimer, both she and her father, if you're going to tell me it's because Maimer is Bal Karcha, Gerushin is also Bal Karcha, and nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda still says by Gerushin, only your father could receive it. Says the Gemara, no, what makes Maimer different is holds the Kuk of Almedas. She's already partially married, meaning there is Zikas Yibum. So since there's Zikas Yibum already, so it doesn't take much to be Gomer the Kinyan. So therefore, in order to finish off the Kinyan, Oh, aviha. It could be her or her father. So the chiluk that the Gemara said between Maimer on the one hand and Gerushin and Kiddushin on the other hand is Zukuk of Omedas. That's only according to Shitas Reish Lakish that we're not mechalik between Gerushin and Kiddushin themselves. So now the Gemara says that we could be that such a chiluk could make sense even within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Now that we explain that Kiddushin Maimer can happen by the girl herself receiving it, even though she can't be Mekabel regular kedushin because she's a kuk of omedes by Maimer. Rabbi Yochanan Nami lo tikshilach meikara. So we can be miyashiv the kasha that we asked in Rabbi Yochanan, which caused us to revisit the hesber of Rabbi Yochanan. We asked in Rabbi Yochanan who is mechalik between gerushin where the daughter can receive it and kedushin where she's not able to receive it. That by gerushin the daughter is being machnis herself to the resource of the father, and by kedushin she's being mafkia herself. So we asked, but what about Maimer? The daughter's being mafkia herself, and nevertheless she's allowed to be mekabelit. So now we have an answer to that question. That even though, meaning that chiluk might be right, that there's a difference between being machnis herself for Rishos Aviyah, where she can do that because she knows her father approves, versus being moti herself for Rishos Aviyah, where she cannot do it because the father doesn't approve. And nevertheless, even though Maimer is being moti, she's still allowed to be mekabelit because Shiny Maimer holds a kukav amedes, because Maimer is always easy to finish off the kinyan. Because Maimer is not an entire Kenyan, it's only a Gemara Kenyan when there's already Zika. So now the Gemara brings a kasha from our Mishnah on the Shita of Reish Lakish. Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, Ishmakash Bituk Shinara, Bo Bishlucho, that a man could receive his daughter's Kiddushin when she's in Nara, or he could send a Shliach to do so. Bo Bishlucho in, Bo Bishlucho, lo. Sounds like it's only the father that's able to do this, but the girl is not able to do it. Tiyuvta Reish Lakish. That's a Tiyuvta Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish held that by Kiddushin, the Chum would tell me that he ve'avia, that she's also able to be mekabel. So here you have very clearly, like Rabbi Yochanan, that in our Mishnah, that by Kiddushin, she may not, only the father could be mekabel. So I'm like, Reish Lakish Hanami, Rabbi Yudi, Reish Lakish would say, yeah, because our Mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Yudah, that ain't shtei yadayim, zochos ka'achas, that it can't be that both she and her father, so it's got to be one of them, so it's going to be the father, it's not going to be her. So, but I disagree with the sheet of Rabbi Yudah, I follow the sheet of the Chumim, that you can have shtei yadayim, zochos ka'achas, and therefore it's ohi ohavia. So me matzis mukmat la Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a second. Our Mishnah could be following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Va katani seifa, but the seifa of the Mishnah says, meaning the Mishnah we're going to have on daf mem vav ha omer li isha skatchili bitmarazu. If a woman says to a woman, if a man says to a woman, I want you to be mukadeshes to me with this tomorrow, with this date, and then he gives her another date, and he says skatchili bazu, and again he says I want you to be mukadeshes to me with this one. So the halacha is that if either one of them is a shavapruta, she's mukadeshes. But if neither of them independently is a shavapruta, neither date that he gave her is a shavapruta, she's not mukadeshes. Meaning, since he said a separate amira, his skatchili bazu, on each date, each Nesinas Tamar has a din of a Maisa Kiddushin that's independent of the other one. And therefore the Kiddushin is only going to be Chal if one of them can independently be Chal. But if each day there's less than a Shavu Pruta, neither Maisa Kiddushin is a valid Maisa Kiddushin. And then we ask on that Mishnah, Man Tana, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Hiskachi, Hiskachi, that holds that only works in such a case when you say Hiskachi on each Nesinas Tamar, that's considered that each Maisa Kiddushin is a separate Maisa Kiddushin and the values of the dates do not combine with each other. But had he said Hiskachi li bazoo bazoo, had it been Harei HaMekadeshes li bazoo bazoo, and he started counting out dates, that would be considered a single act of Kiddushin. Then we'd be able to add up the values of the dates. V'amar Rabba, Rabbi Shimon hi. And we said that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Shimon, da amar ad shiomer shvul lekal echad ve'echad. That Rabbi Shimon talks in the case of a shomer that five different people have claims against him, and they each have taines against him separately to return a pikadon that he was watching for them, and he's kofer, he denies all of it, and he swears that he doesn't have any pikadon at all, and then later he's moda that he received a pikadon from them. So the shomer is not chayiv karbon on each kfira unless he said shvua lekal echad ve'echad. But if he said shvua shein lecha biyadi v'lo lecha v'lo lecha, meaning he said the Lashon Shvua once, and he said, I don't know you anything, or you, or you, or you, and he just said it like that, and he doesn't say a Lashon of Shvua on each of the Tovim, he's only going to be Chayiv one Karban, because that's considered one Shvua. So similarly, when it comes to Kiddushin, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that if you say to a woman one time, Hiskachi, Bizu, 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 right, with this tomorrow, and this tomorrow, and this tomorrow, then it's a single Maisa Kiddushin, and therefore they can add up to a Shavu Pruta, and Shavu Mekadeshes. But if he says in each one separately, Hiskachi li, a separate Lashon Kiddushin, then each one is considered a separate Maisa Kiddushin, and therefore one of them needs to be worth the Shavu Pruta in order for it to be Mekadeshes. So who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon. Reish Lakish was trying to kvetch out of the fact that our Mishnah is against him by saying, ah, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ka'achas. No, the Mishnah continues on Daf Mem Vav, and we say that the Mishnah has to follow Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, maybe it's all Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, as far as whether you need to say Lashon Kiddushin separately for each one, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon. So it could be, who says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree about that point? So it could be it's all Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon about how to express something when you break it down into five different parts, whether it be by Kiddushin or by Shavuos HaShomrim. So Mi Savrla, so says Mar, could it be that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon that when it comes to the various Lashonos of Kiddushin, Vatanya, we have a Braisa, when it comes to Shavuos HaPikadon, that says Zah Klal, Kolal, if the Shomer was Kolal in the Shavua, all the different people that were Toveya him, and he takes one Shavua for all the people, Enu Chayv Elachas, he's only Chayv one Karban. But Pirate, if he's Mefarit the Shavua, and he swears separately to each of them, Chayiv al kol achas va'achas. He's Chayiv for each and every one. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, Shvua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. He just says, Shvua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. Chayiv al kol achas va'achas. He's Chayiv for each one of those Shvuas. But if he says, Shvua, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, by adding a vav, then he's only Chayiv one karban. Because that Lashon would show that he's trying to make it all one big Shvua. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and Rabbi Eliezer says, when he says, at the end, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, shavua, that he adds the word shavua at the end, that's considered a separate shavua for each of the tovim, and chayav al kalachas va'achas. But if he says lashon shavua at the beginning, and then he says who he's talking about, that's considered shavua achas lekulam. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, li'olam einu chayav, at sheyomer shavua lekal echad v'echad, that you need to use the lashon of shavua separately for each person. That if you say shavua lo lecha, that works. But if you don't say the Lashon of Shavua separately for each person, whether you say the word Shavua at the beginning, or whether you say the word Shavua at the end, or whether you say Lo Lecha V'Lo Lecha, or Lo Lecha Lo Lecha, it's all going to be one big Shavua. So you see clearly, Beferish, the review that doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to how to break up an Amira into five different parts. Because Rabbi Shimon says you need to use the word Shavua five separate times, and Rabbi Yehuda did not say that way. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you just say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, that's already broken up into five different times. So don't tell me that the Mishnah Mem Vav is also Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda just holds like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to this matter. Ella, so the Gemara says, okay, so let's go in the other direction. Maybe Kula Rabbi Shimon he or Bishlich Sarla Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah is also Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon just happens to hold in Shtei Yadayim Zochas Kachas, and therefore our Mishnah assumes that the father is the only one that could be Makabler Kiddushin and not her, because in Shtei Yadayim Zochas Kachas Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Psak Halacha, as far as this Machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, whether a Nara who has a father could be Makabler on Kiddushin, so the Gemara tries to resolve it right now. So it says Gemara, Ravasi lo al Beim Drasha. One day Ravasi didn't show up to the Beis Medrash. Ashka the Rabbi Zera. So he met Rabbi Zera. Amarle Ravasi said to Rabbi Zera, "My Amar in the Beis Medrash." He felt like he missed out, right? So he said, "What was said today in the Beis Medrash? Tell me a chiddush from the Beis Medrash." So Amarle Rabbi Zera said, "Af anolo ayel." He says, "I was sick today also, so I didn't hear what they said in the Beis Medrash either." But Rabbi Avinu da'el. Rabbi Avin went to the Beis Medrash. He was there today. So va'amar, and he told me, meaning he said, "I have to admit, even though I have a report, but I have to admit I wasn't there. It's not firsthand." That chavrusa kula, that the entire chevra in the Beis Medrash, which apparently is smaller than usual, Rabbi Yochanan, held like Rabbi Yochanan, that a naru who has a father cannot receive her own kiddushin. You need the das of the father. V'tzavach Reish Lakish ki kruchia, and Reish Lakish was screaming out, "What are you guys talking about? V'yatzav ha'isa, that we have a hekesh between get and kiddushin, and if by a get the naru is able to receive it, why can't she receive her own kiddushin?" And you know what? V'leka da'ashkachbei. Everyone was ignoring Reish Lakish, even though he was screaming v'yatzav ha'isa. No one was paying any attention to him. So Amalei Rav Asi said to Rabbi Zeira, "This Rabbi Yavin, who reported to you what happened in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yavin, Bar Samcha, who? Is he a Bar Samcha? Can you rely on his reports of what happened in the Beis Medrash?" So Amalei Rabbi Zeira said, "In, he can be relied on. He's a Bar Samcha. Kamin Yama Litignihu. It's like when you take a fish from the sea and you put it right in the frying pan, meaning he reported back to me right after he came out of the Beis Medrash. So, there wasn't enough time to forget and get confused. He could be somech on what he said. He is, in fact, a Bar Samcha." So it's an important lesson that a lot of times you hear things in the name of an Adam Gadol, you hear things that, just because you heard it in the name, you have to pay attention to who you heard it from in the name of the Adam Gadol and how reliable the messenger is. So that was an important question. Bar Samcha or not a Bar Samcha? So Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, "Ano lo Rabbi Yavin Rabbi Chia, lo Rabbi Yavin Bar Kana, el Rabbi Yavin Stam." He says, "I heard this Shmua, not in the name of Rabbi Yavin Rabbi Chia, nor Rabbi Yavin Bar Kana, just Rabbi Yavin Stam. So I don't know which Rabbi Yavin it was, that Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, my Nachkamina, why do I need to know which Rabbi Yavin it was? Well, Mirma Didei Didei, in case you ever find a Stira somewhere else in Shas, to this Pesach of Rabbi Yochanan from a Rabbi Yavin, you need to know if it's a Stira or not." Okay, so that closes that discussion. The Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, whether a Nara from Erisin is able to receive her own Kiddushin or not. So it seemed that in the Beis Medrash they passed like Rabbi Yochanan, and a Bar Samcha had reported that they passed like Rabbi Yochanan. Good. So now, assuming like the opinion that a Nara can be Makabel her own get, can she also appoint a Shliach? That's the Gemara's next issue. Baimene Rav Amiram Nachman. Nara, Ma'al Shetas Shliach Makabel Gita Miyad Baila. Can she appoint a Shliach to be Makabel her get from her husband? So what are the different studim of the suffix? So on the one hand, Kiyad Aviyadamya, why is she able to receive the get herself in the first place? Is it because she's considered like a Yad of her father? O Kechatzer Aviyadamya. Or is she considered like the chatzar of her father? And nafkamina would be this exact case of shlichus. Kiyad aviyadamya, if she's like the yad of her father, so ma aviyah mashvi shliach, just like the father is able to make a shliach to be mekabel the get on behalf of his daughter, so afhinami mashavi shliach, she too will be allowed to make a shliach, because she's considered like him as far as kabbalas get. Odilma kechatzar aviyadamya, v'admati gitulia delo migrusha. Or maybe she's considered like the chatzar of the father until she gets the get. So she receives the get, she can't be divorced, and Mela, she can't send a shliach, because it has to go into the chatzer, and only she's the chatzer. The shliach is not the chatzer. So because of this shaila of Rava, it sounds, or from the shaila of Rava, it sounds that he holds that a person can be a chatzer even when they're awake, that a human being can have the status of a chatzar. And that's why we're not sure if the girl has a din of a chatzar or a din of a yad. Well, does Rava even entertain such a possibility that a person who's not sleeping can have a din of a chatzar? V'amar Rava, but didn't Rava teach us that kasab get to the son of Bial Avda, if a person writes a get to his wife and he gives it Bial Avda in the hand of her Eved in order that she should be kona by your Eved holding the get? So the halacha is yashin mishamarto, if the Eved is sleeping and she's guarding the Eved, hareza get, then it's a good get because it's a chatzar mishamaris midaita. But neor, if the Eved is awake, ain't no get, then it's not a valid get. You didn't put it into a chatzar. Neor am I ain't no get? Why if the Eved is awake is not a valid get? Tavi chatzar mishamaris shalol daita, because it's not a chatzar mishamaris midaita, because the Eved is mishamaris atzmo. He's guarding himself. So it's l'da'ato and not l'da'ata. And anytime a chatzar is not mishtameres liyad, not mishtameres l'das, the bailum of that chatzar, it's not going to be able to be kona. So v'yisalka da'itachif, you can say that the reason the daughter could be zocha in her get is because kechatzar aviyadamya, that she's just like the chatzar of her father, kimatakita liyadanami lo tigaresh. So even when the get, when she receives the get, she shouldn't be miskareshes unless she was sleeping and tied down. Davila chatzar mishtameres shalol das aviyah, because if she's awake, then it's a chatzar mishmesh shalol das aviyah, so it wouldn't even work. Eliyolam pshitaleid. So forget about shlichus, meaning she wouldn't be able to be to receive the get herself if she's awake. If you think that it's all based on chatzar, Eliyolam pshitaleid. No, it must be that Rava was sure that the reason the daughter can receive the get is dechiyad aviyadamya, that she's the yad of her father. Ah, so what's the shaila then of whether she can appoint the shliach if she's yad aviyah? Why wouldn't she be able to appoint the shliach? His shaila was as follows: Mi alima kiyad aviyah l'shavi iyishliach. Is she really? Does she have the full force and power of yad aviyah that she could even make a shliach? Allah, or maybe she doesn't have that much kalach, that she doesn't literally become like her father's yad. So the father can make a shliach, but not her. So Rav Nachman responds to Rav's shaila: she cannot make a shliach. That she's yad aviyah, but not quite yad aviyah. The av can make a shliach, not her. So Rava asks on this hachra of Rav Nachman, says Rava challenges. We have a Mishnah Maseches Gittin and Daf Samachay that Katana Sha'amra Skabeli Gitti. Katana tells the shliach, I want you to receive a get on my behalf. Eino get ad sheyagia get liyada. So it's not going to be a valid get. She needs to receive it herself. But the implication is Hanara hareza get, that if a nara tells the shliach to receive a get on her behalf, it is a get. But you, Rav Nachman, were just machria that it doesn't work. So, but apparently from there it says that shliach doesn't work for a nara. That even the fi v'tzad that the nara could receive her own get, she cannot make a shliach to receive a get. But here you have beferish that a katana cannot make a shliach to receive a get, but a nara can. So answer Gemara hacha b'mayaskinan b'shein lav. The Mishnah and Gittin that says that only a katana cannot make a shliach, but a nara can, is talking about where there's no father in the picture anymore. The father's already dead. So the tana is being mechadesh that even though she's a yisoma and she's no longer in the rishus of the father, she's not able to make a shliach when she's still a katana. So it's not going to be a get that she gave liyada. So yeah, so then you can make a deal. Had she been a nara, she could appoint a shliach because she's the only barachi over there. The father's dead. But if you're talking about a nara who still has a father, then maybe anachinami. She may receive the get, but she cannot make a shliach to receive the get. So ask the Gemara, really? That Mishnah getting somewhat where the father's dead, he's out of the picture? I mean, the Ketani Seifa, but the Seifa of that Mishnah says, Im Amara Viyat Seifa Kabel Get Lebiti. If the father says to a shliach, I want you to receive a get for my daughter, Im Ratza Balachsa Balo Yachsar. Once the husband gives that get, he doesn't have the ability to pull it back. But the continuing discussion of there is about a father talking to somebody. So you can't tell me that the whole case is where there's no father. So it says, no, you've got to add in a clause in that Mishnah. Here's the way it should read. If a katana tries to make a shliach to receive a get, it doesn't work. Hanara hareis a get. But if a nara were to make a shliach, it would work. Now here's what we add in. That's only talking where there is no father. But if there is a father, so then we talk about this other case, that if the father makes a shliach lekabelos haget, and the husband had already delivered it to that shliach, so the husband cannot back out anymore. That's talking about where there is a father. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses a new issue. Itmar, ketana shenizkat shelol ledas avia. What if a ketana receives kiddushin on her own without the father's knowledge? And when the father hears about it, he doesn't say anything. So we don't know if he's maskim or not. So Amar Shmuel, tzricha get utzricha miyun. Shmuel says we have to be choshesh that maybe the father is maskim and the kiddushin is chal, and therefore she needs a get and she needs to do miyun to undo the marriage. So Amar Karna. Karna says, Dvarim bego. This is a pella, what Shmuel is saying, that she needs a get and miyun. Im get lama miyun. If she needs a get, then you're telling me that the kiddushin was chal min haTorah. And then miyun is silly. Miyun only works if there is a kiddushin midrabanan. So it doesn't make sense to require miyun if you require a get. And in miyun, and if she requires miyun, then you're saying the kiddushin was not chal min haTorah, it was only midrabanan. So lama get. So then miyun alone should be enough. What do you need a get for? So I'm lay, the chum that were in the basement said to Karna, Hamar ukva ubeidine bekafri. Marukva and his beisdin are in a town not far from here. So let's send the shaila to him. He's a big gadol. He'll be able to answer the shaila. So avchua, when they sent it to him, they flipped the shitos of Karna and Shmuel. What Shmuel said, they said in the name of Karna. What Karna said, they said in the name of Shmuel. So shadrua lekame derav. I mean, Rashi explains because Shmuel very much loved Rav. So Shmuel and Rav got along very well with each other. So since they were sending the Shaila to Rav, they didn't want Rav to be biased towards Shmuel's opinion, which is such a pella, right? Throughout all the Shas, Rav never seemed to be biased towards Shmuel's opinion. But I guess when he's arguing with Shmuel's one thing, but when it's Shmuel's debate with somebody else, I don't know. No, you can't say that. Despite how much Rav admired Shmuel and would have been biased towards Shmuel's opinion, he still disagreed with him a lot. So anyway, so Avchua v'Shadruel kamed Rav, they sent the Shaila to Rav. The Rishonim and Acharonim struggled with, that wasn't the plan. The plan was to send it to, who was it? Marukva ubeidine. How did it end up in Rav's lap? But okay, I guess they couldn't get it to Marukva. So Amar Lahu, so Rav said to the Shluchim, Hello Kim, you know, you say you're Lashon of Shmua. Tzricha get it, tzricha miyun, v'chasei l'zari, daba baraba, dinei mahachi. You need both, and Shmuel never would have said that in get lama miyun, in miyun lama get, meaning what they reported in the name of Shmuel was really what Karna had said, that it doesn't make sense to need both miyun and a get. So he said, oh, Chalil, of course it makes sense. Shmuel never would have said that such a thing doesn't make sense. So he immediately sniffed it out that they had misreported it to him. Shmuel never would have said such a thing. The time am I, why do you need both get and miyun? So I'm Ravach, Reid Ravika, Tzricha get, Shemin Esrasav, B'Kiddushin. You need a get because we're choshish that maybe the father was in favor of the Kiddushin, therefore the Kiddushin is Chal Min HaTorah. And Tzricha miyun, Shemin Lonus Shatzav, B'Kiddushin. Maybe the Kiddushin is not Chal Min HaTorah, but people are going to see that a get was given. They're going to think that there's Kiddushin v'yomrei Kiddushin tovsin ba'achosa, and if there's no they're going to think that Kiddushin is not going to be tofes if you try to be Makadish her sister after that, because she was never married in the first, that she was married to him, so you're not allowed to be you're not allowed to marry the sister. So the Chum made a hecker so that everyone should understand that this isn't a real get, it's not a get gomer, it's only machma safek, and therefore you can't be matir the sister without a get. Rav Nachman just adds in a caveat, a detail, that which Rav and Shmuel are choshesh, that maybe the father is in favor of the Kiddushin Ketana, even when it was done Shalomi Daito, that's only Vusha Shidchu. That's only if they had Shiduchin in advance. So they had spoken about this Shidduch before the Kiddushin, and he was in favor of the conversations about the Shidduch. So then we're choshesh that maybe when the father hears about the Maisa Kiddushin, he'll be okay with it. But if they didn't even speak about the Shidduch in advance, or the father was never mask him, we're not going to be choshesh that maybe the father was nisratza when he heard about it, and therefore you're not going to need a get at all. Ula Amar Vafilu Miyun Ein Tzricha. And Ula disagrees and says you don't even need miyun either. Are we starting 6:53 today? 654. Oh, so ula amar afilu miyun ein etzvicha, that you don't even require miyun. So the Gemara wonders, afagav de shidchu, really? Even if they were meshadech, you don't require miyun. So it says Gemara, man de masniha, la masniha. The one who taught ula that is coming to argue in Rav and Shmuel did not teach the statement of Rav Nachman within the shita of Shmuel. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with ikata amri with another version of what ula said about this case. Okay.